Ruth chapter 4. Then Boaz went up to the gate, and sat himself down there, and, the kinsman of whom Boaz spoke came by, to whom he said, Ho, such a one! Turn aside, sit down here. And he turned aside, and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city, and said, You sit down here. And they sat down. And he said to the kinsman, Naomi, who has come again out of the country of Moab, sells a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to let you know, saying, Buy it before the others living there do, and before the elders of my people. If you will redeem it, redeem it. But if you will not redeem it, then tell me, that I may know, because there is no one to redeem it besides you, and I am after you. And he said, I will redeem it. Then Boaz said, The day you buy the field of the hand of Naomi, you must also buy it of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance, you redeem my right to yourself. Because I cannot redeem it. Now this was the manner in earlier times in Israel concerning redeeming and concerning changing, to confirm all things. A man plucked off his shoe, and gave it to his neighbor. And this was a testimony in Israel. Therefore the kinsman said to Boaz, Buy it for yourself. So he drew off his shoe. And Boaz said to the elders, and to all the people, You are witnesses this day, that I have bought all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's, of the hand of Naomi. Moreover Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I have purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead not be cut off from among his brothers, and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses this day. And all the people that were in the gate, and the elders, said, We are witnesses. The Lord Jehovah make the woman who has come into your house like Rachel and like Leah, the two who built the house of Israel. And may you live honorably in Ephrata, and may you be famous in Bethlehem. And let your house be like the house of Phares, whom Tamar gave birth to Judah, of the offspring which the Lord Jehovah shall give you of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord Jehovah gave her conception, and she gave birth to a son. And the women said to Naomi, Blessed is the Lord Jehovah who has not left you this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. And he shall be to you a restorer of your life, and your provider in your old age, because your daughter-in-law, who loves you, who is better to you than 7 sons, has given birth to him. And Naomi took the child, and laid it in her bosom, and became nurse to it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, There is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. Serving. He is the father of Jesse. Stand out. The father of David. Loving. Now these are the generations of Phares. Phares fathered Hezron. And Hezron fathered Ram, and Ram fathered Amminadab, and Amminadab fathered Nahshon, and Nahshon fathered Salmon, and Salmon fathered Boaz, and Boaz fathered Obed, and Obed fathered Jesse, and Jesse fathered David.